fit are you? How do you measure up? Measure your fitness level with a simple four-part test, then use the results to set fitness goals and track your progress. You probably have some idea of how fit you are, but knowing the specifics can help you set realistic goals, monitor your progress, and maintain your motivation. Once you know where you're starting from, you can plan where to go. Generally, fitness is assessed in four key areas: aerobic fitness, muscular fitness, flexibility, and body composition. To do your assessment, you're going to need a stopwatch or a watch with a second hand and a cloth measuring tape. You'll also need a pencil or pen and paper to record your scores as you complete each part of the assessment. You can record your scores in a notebook or journal, or save them in a spreadsheet or any other electronic device. To measure your aerobic fitness, take a brisk 1 mile walk. You can do this walk anywhere, on a trail, track, inside a shopping mall, or on a treadmill. Before and after the walk, check and record your pulse in your notebook or journal. To check your pulse over the carotid artery, place your index and middle fingers on your neck to the side of your windpipe. When you feel your pulse, look at your watch and count the number of beats in 10 seconds. Multiply that number by 6 to get your heart rate per minute. Let's say you count 15 beats in 10 seconds. Multiply 15 times 6 for a total of 90 beats per minute. After you recorded your pulse, note the time on your watch and walk 1 mile. After you complete the walk, check your watch and record the time it took you to finish in minutes and seconds. Note it in your notebook or journal. Measuring your muscular fitness. Push-ups can help you measure your muscular strength. If you're just starting a fitness program, do modified push-ups on your knees. If you're already fit, do classic push-ups. For both, lay face down on the floor with your elbows bent and your palms next to your shoulders. Keep your back straight. Push up with your arms until your arms are extended. Lower your body until your chest touches the floor. Push your body upward, returning to the starting position. Count each time you return to the starting position as one push up. Do this as many times as you can until you feel the need to rest or stop. Record the number of push ups you complete in your journal. To access your flexibility, keep it simple. Sit with your legs extended and your back straight. Reach as far forward as you can, trying to touch your toes, holding the position for 2 seconds. Note the distance you've reached, whether it's to your toes or only midway to your calf. Repeat the test 2 more times. Record the best of the 3 reaches. Next, you want to take your total body circumference measurements. First, you want to measure your biceps. Measure your biceps around the belly of the biceps with the arms relaxed. Next, you want to measure your shoulders. Measure at the shoulders, measure around the arms and chest at the nipple line. Next, you want to measure your chest. Measure the chest under the arms, lift the arms and place the tape around the chest, relax the arms at your side, then take the measurement. Next, you want to take your waist measurement. Measure your waist circumference just above the hip bones. Next, you want to measure your thigh. The measurement is taken mid-thigh with the leg relaxed. And lastly, you want to measure your calf. Measure the calf at the belly of the calf muscle. Now that you know your fitness level, keep track of your progress. Take the same measurement 6 weeks after you begin your exercise program and periodically afterwards. Each time you repeat your assessment, celebrate your progress and adjust your fitness goals accordingly. This is Kelvin Thomas with your weekly fitness training tips here on KSER.